朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹，非常感谢主啊！
We want to really thank the Lord.
终于又回到弟兄姊妹中间，一起来敬拜主。
Once again, I am with you to worship the Lord together.
那我们先来读一段的圣经，雅各书第三章。
Let's come and read the portion of scripture together, James chapter 3.
第一节到十二节啊。
Verses 1 through 12.
那么在雅各书里面呢，这段的圣经至少讲到口舌有三件很重要的事情。
There are three things that are very important as we come to look at these verses.
我就希望这三件事情今天能够 get 大家的 attention， 引起我们的注意。
And I pray that you would pay attention to these three things.
因为我们天天都在说话。
Because we are speaking every single day.
怎么样子让我们的话能够在神的面前是有意义、有价值的
？How is it that our words would have meaning and have value before the sight of God？
怎么样子让我们的话能够荣耀神，又能够给人带来祝福
？How can we allow our words to glorify God and bring blessings to men？
啊，这是太重要的事情。
These are very important things.
尤其你一生里面，我们所有说的话加起来是一个图书馆啊。
Particularly all the words of our lifetime, they are as numerous as a library.
到底多少话是有意义的
？How many of the words we've spoken are meaningful？
所以今天在雅各书里面，我们至少看三件事情。
So in the book of James, again, in through these scriptures, we want to look at three
things. 第一件事情，他讲到舌头，其实雅各书主要是讲救人，哈，就是讲到我这个人。从老亚当来的这个人的口舌是一个怎样的性情
？So James is talking about what is the nature of this tongue that comes from the old creation, the old man.
我先讲完这个，我再来讲积极的啊。
I want to talk about this first, and then we'll look at the positive aspect.
因为我们今天在基督里是新造的人
，because we are all new creations in Christ.
我们的口舌是被神洁净过，被神更新过的。
Our tongue has been cleansed, has been renewed by the Lord.
那首先，他第一件事情讲到，舌头虽然小，但是它的影响力不仅大。而且非常大。
But foremost, James points out that the tongue, though it's very small, possesses extremely great influential power.
大家不用看圣经的，雅各举了哪三个例子来形容小东西有很大的影响力
？You remember what are the three things that Paul or James mentioned that has great influence？
看看大家读经专不专心，哪三个
？Remember what we just read。
第一个马的嚼环，对不对
？The bits in that horse's mouth。
马那么大的力量，一个嚼环可以让它乖乖听你的。
The strength of a horse, imagine that, but yet a bit can cause the horse to listen to you.
第二个是什么
？Secondly, what?
船的舵。
The rudder.
船那么大。
The ship is immense.
甚至外面的风浪也这么大的吹逼它。
And the wind and the waves are so great.
给一个小小的舵在掌舵人的手里，可以让船完全听他的话。
But the small rudder in the hands of a pilot can steer the ship.
第三个比喻是什么
？What is the third analogy that he gave？
小小的火啊
，a small kindling fire，
可以把整个大树林烧起来。
Can set a blaze to the forest。
中文说的“星星之火足以燎原”，没有关系哈。这个我们用现代的话来讲，听说我不在的时候 ，Sonoma Napa Valley 有大火。
I heard that while we were in our mission trip, the Napa Valley had a great fire.
我儿子在电话里面告诉我，我才知道的。
My son told me in the phone conversation that I came to realize that.
你看这样子的一个野火烧起来的时候
，and this wildfire as it begins to grow.
它造成了这个213,000亩的地被烧掉啊 ，213,000 acres.
213,000 acres
的这个树林被烧掉了啊，地被烧掉。然后40多个人死掉，然后有将近6000个房子被烧毁。
About 40 some odd people lost their lives, and 6,000 more homes were consumed.
它开始的时候只有一点点。
What it started with was just a small fire.
就是当我们不去控制它的时候，一点点的火可以把最大的树林给烧起来。
But when this fire is not controlled and it's not put out at the very beginning, it could cause a great fire.
而圣经用这个东西来形容我们的舌头。
And the Bible uses this.Exact analogy to express our tongue.
他对自己、对周围的 人带来的影响那是何等的大，这是第一件事情要引起我们注意的。
Concerning we ourselves and the people around you, we need to pay attention to the power of influence that the tongue possesses.
那第二件事情，他讲到旧人的口舌是极其可怕的。
And secondly, James says that the tongue of the old man is exceedingly dreadful.
他直接就说舌头就是火。
And he says directly that our tongue is like a fire.
他又说舌头是一个罪恶的世界。
And it is a world of iniquity,
能够污秽全身，
is able to defile the whole body,
也能够把生命的轮子点起来，而且是从地狱里点起来，是非常邪恶的一种破坏方式。
It sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell.
到了第八节，他说舌头是一个不止息的恶物啊，它是一个 unruly evil.
And verse 8, James described the tongue being an unruly evil.
他不仅仅是讲到不止息，他是讲到根本没有办法控制他的一个坏的东西。
Not only does it not cease to exist, but it's something that you cannot control, something evil that you cannot control.
他满了害死人的毒气。
And full of deadly poison.
Deadly poison. 所以雅各在这里都用了一些很能够明白，但是又很强烈的形容词。
James again used some adjectives that are easy for us to understand, but they're very strong words.
我相信我们都不喜欢脏。
And I trust none of us want to be dirty.
啊，对不对？你衬衫看见脏上面有污点，你一定换掉的。
If you see that there is dirt on your shirt, you'll change it.
啊，你去扫厕所的时候，你也会很小心，水不要溅到自己身上，因为脏。
You'll be very careful when you're scrubbing the toilet, cleaning the bathroom, that the water doesn't come and splatter on you.
但是在这里圣经上讲到旧人的舌头的时候，是用非常负面的话来形容，说到它是一个罪恶的世界。
When the scripture describes the tongue of the old creation from the old man, it uses some very dreadful words to describe it.
它能够污秽人的全身。
It is able to defile the entire body.
如果你今天在马路上看到有一个人精神有问题，在那里挑了一桶大便在那边往人身上撒，你会往他那边走过去吗？
If you're walking in the middle of the street, you find someone who's demented and he is just casting poop on everybody, would you walk towards him?
我相信我们没有一个人会走过去的。
I trust nobody will walk close to him.
你更不会说哎，多来一点多来一点。
And you wouldn't say to him, more, more, more.
可是你看，我们今天喜欢听 gossip， 喜欢听那些不该讲的话，我们的耳朵这么有兴趣。
But today we've discovered that our ears are inclined to gossip. Our ears are inclined to the things that ought not to be spoken.
明明那些话是污秽我们的，但是我们却是那么喜欢听它。
And we know those words would defile us, yet we find that there's a delight in us to hear it.
所以有一个人讲得很好，他说我只有看到垃圾桶我才会想要丢垃圾。
And there's a person who said it really well. Only when I see a garbage can do I want have the urges to throw away my garbage.
你知道这句话的意思吗？
Do you understand what he's saying?
一面我们讲出来的话常常是污秽的，叫人污秽。
On the one hand, the words that we speak is filth and it defiles people.
当我们想听这些东西的时候，别人才会把它倒给我们。
But it is because we delight to hear these words, so people will empty their garbage on us.
我相信你今天进白宫去参观的时候，那么豪华的地毯，那么漂亮的地方，你不会随地吐痰的。
And I trust that when you're walking into the White House, such a pristine and clean place, you wouldn't casually just spit on the carpet.
只有我们看到痰盂在，看到垃圾桶在，看到厕所在，我们才可能吐痰的。
Yes, we see the garbage can, we see the urinal, then we spit.And we into those places.
这个是两面的，一面讲到我们里面话出来是能污秽人。
These are two folds. On the one hand, the things that we say can defile people.
主耶稣自己说，进到豆腐里面的不会污秽人，从里面出来的才会污秽人。
And Jesus said very clearly that what enters you do not defile you, but what comes out of you will defile you.
中国的成语说病从口入，然后呢，祸从口出。
There's a Chinese saying that illness would come in through the mouth, but disaster would come out of the mouth.
祸从我们里面，从根据我们所讲的话所造成祸。
Yes, all of these disasters, they are originated from the words of that comes forth from the mouth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道这个舌头是非常可怕的。
So we know the tongue is exceedingly dreadful.
你觉得话语上这种不正常的话、不健康的话、神不喜欢的话有哪些？
What do you think are some of these words that the Lord does not like? Words that aren't healthy in the sight of God.
光我讲的话就好像我在教导大家，其实我们大家一起想。
Let's all think about this together, not just me talking to you.
哪些话你觉得是神厌恶的？你觉得哪些话是 这个不是一个新造的族类该讲的话。
Any kind of words you think is not fit for the new creation?
谎言，对不对？
Lies, correct?
第一件事情就是谎言。
The very foremost, lies.
啊，撒旦是说谎之人的父。
Satan is the father of lies.
当我们说谎的时候，就给仇敌一个 channel, 一个管道，可以让仇敌的工作临到我们所接触的人事物。
When we lie, we give a channel to the enemy that he may enter into the works and the lives of people around us.
虽然 Brother Ernest 那次讲到的时候讲说，我们常常知道谎言不对，但是谎言好像是我们患难中随时的帮助，很多人把它当笑话听。
Brother Ernie, when he was speaking, we all laugh, and he said, yeah, we all know lies are not good, not fitting, but it is our time of help and our time of need.
但是弟兄姊妹，这句话只能说说笑笑，但是不可以当真的。
We laugh at it, but we have to deal with it very seriously. We can't treat it
神恨恶谎言
casually, because God hates lies.
我们都要小心，一不小心人就会说谎的。
We have to be careful, because if we are not alert, we will lie.
为了保护自己，为了修饰自己，为了高抬自己，为了伤害别人，我们很多的时候讲谎言的。
For the sake of protecting ourselves, to make ourselves look better, or maybe even to attack others, we would have lies in our words.
还有没有？
Anything else?
埋怨的话
Complaining.
对
Gossip.
Gossip. Okay. 还有没有
Swearing.
什么叫 gossip? 八卦这个年轻孩子懂不懂什么叫八卦 Antenna? 八卦就是那种道听途说是rumor 啦或是小道消息啊。
Gossips.
Very good. 还有呢？怎么会这么少呢
？Curse. Swearing.
发誓。
No, 讲脏话。
讲脏话，对，脏话真的是哈，哎呀。谄媚之言。很好，还有没有？怎么这么多人都不讲话？你们平常都讲话，为什么讲这个就不讲呢？批评论断很好哈，批评论断。
Criticisms.
其实批评论断就像拿刀砍人一样。
It's literally like a slaying someone with a sword.
那个我们常常，如果今天有一个人拿刀进了教会要来伤害，我相信大家都会试着去保护，对不对
？And I trust that if there's some stranger that walked into this building with a sword trying to hurt someone, we would all immediately try to protect the person, right?
刀子给人身体的伤害，其实远远比不上话语给人心里面的伤害的。
The physical harm that a blade would cause to a person cannot compare to the words that would bring harm to the heart of a man.
所以 abuse 不光是有 physical abuse， 也有 verbal abuse， 就是不光有肉身的伤害，也有言语上的伤害。
And we certainly know that abuse do not simply reside in the physical realm.But abuse can also reside in emotionally and in the words that we say.
还有什么？
像
一口两舌，
Double
talk. 这很严重的。你对这个人说这样子的话，哎呀，真他怎么会这样子对你说啊？你好可怜了啊！太过分了。
On the one hand, you would say to a person, "How could this person treat you this way? Oh, that's terrible."
然后你就跟那个说这个话的人讲的时候，哦，他说，哦，你该说他。
And then he would turn or she would turn to the person who said the words. Oh, you should. It is rightful for you to say such things.
这种人真应该吊起来好好打一打的。
Such a person needs to be strong and disciplined for a little bit.
我跟你说，因为神的恩典让我们有机会去服侍过很多很多不同的教会啊。
And again, it's because the grace of God, we have the ability, the opportunity to serve many, many churches.
只要有教会，差不多都会有问题的。
And I tell you, as long as this is church, there seems to be problems.
但是教会的问题有严重一点的，有还可以的。
And there's some problems that are reasonable per se, and there are some problems that are more severe.
但是就的至少我自己的体会，我的观察。问题里面几乎三分之二以上跟口舌有关的。
And I will tell you, two-thirds of the problems that we encounter in the various churches had to do with the words of the mouth.
常常都是因为没有当面沟通清楚，而是背后传言带来的伤害。
Oftentimes, it is because the lack of communication is the words that are spoken in the background that brings about this harm.
你一句话，我们以前也都玩过哈，从第一个人开始跟第二个人讲，第二个人跟第三个人讲，讲到最后一个出来的是换个样子。
We all play this game of telephone. right? So you were the first person to receive a message. As the message is passed on through the line, at the very end, the message came become very, very weird.
我跟他讲约翰一书四章十八节，传传传传到最后变成约翰福音四章十八节。
Pastor, you would say 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. By the time we're done, somebody would say, okay, John chapter 4, verse 18.
对不对？约翰一书四章十八节是爱里面没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
1 John chapter 4, verse 18 is that in love there's no fear, and when love is perfect, when love is perfected, there is no fear.
到了约翰福音四章十八节是你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的还不是你的丈夫。
And John chapter 4, verse 18 says you already have five husbands. The husband that you have is still not yours.
啊，这就是以前婚礼收到的贺礼，就少了一个字，结果完全不同的意义啊。
And somebody actually received a present at their wedding, and it was missing that one in the beginning, so it carried a whole different connotation, right?
弟兄姊妹，我们的旧人哈，你只要一不小心，我们的话。就连你自己没有察觉，它都可能带来很大的伤害的。
This old man, this old creation, when we are not aware of its activities, very easily would bring about the harm.
尤其我们听得不够清楚，又加上一点自己的意思，那它会变完全变样的。
Particularly when we don't pay attention, and then we add a little more of our own feelings as what we hear it.Then it would change the nature of what we heard.
有一次有一个人跟牧弟讲，他说我这个人个性很直的，我发完脾气，我讲完我该讲的，我这个人就好了，就没事了。
This person that said to Brother Moody, I'm a very straightforward person. I say what I want to say. I would have a bit of a temper, and then when I'm done, I'm done.
他说我从来不记仇的。
Because I'll never remember a wrong.
牧弟跟他讲说，你一个。大炮台炮打出去了，你没事了。可是下来的地方炸死多少人，你知道吗
？And Brother Moody said, "Yeah, there's no problem with you, but you fire the first shot, and this cannon has destroyed so many, and nothing has happened to you."
所以很多为什么会让孩子失了志气？有时候父母亲骂孩子的时候，没有约束，没有节制。
And sometimes we exasperate our children, and a lot of times to the point that when we scold them, we don't have a limit, and it actually harm them.
为什么有一些 gossip 到最后造成别人甚至自杀了？
Why is it some gossip will cause people actually to commit suicide?
因为我们没有想到我们的话会这样子的污秽人，会这样子的伤害人，甚至像火一样从地狱把人点起来。
We didn't realize that the words that we speak can actually harm, could do such things to people as if it's fire from hell.
所以是以前有一个人跑来跟他的牧师道歉。
So there's a person that came to his pastor and apologized.
他说牧师对不起，我过去在你背后说了你太多的坏话。
He says to the pastor, I'm sorry for all the wrong things that I've spoken about you behind your back in time past.
你们如果说过我，现在不用低头，抬起头看我。
You guys can all lift up your heads and look at me if you make the same complaints about me.
那个牧师一句话都不说，他就。进去房间不知道去哪里，就拿了一袋鸡毛出来给他，大概把鸡毛掸子的毛都拔下来了。
The pastor didn't say anything. The pastor went to his office and took a bag of feathers. Don't know why he had it, but he brought it out to him.
他说我原谅你以前，我请你做一件事，可以吧
？I will forgive you for what you've done, but I want to ask you to do something for me.
他说可以啊。
He said sure.
他说你现在回家，沿路上把这个鸡毛。走几步丢一个，走几步丢一个。
He says, as you're walking home from here, from this place, ever so many paces, just take a feather out and cast it out. Every so many paces, take another feather and cast it out.
然后三天之后，你回来把所有的鸡毛捡回来。
And 3 days later, I want you to come and collect the feather back up and bring it back to me.
他说，那怎么可能？
And he said, how is that possible?
那风都吹走了，被人家扫走了。
The wind has blown it all over the place.
他说，对。
So、of course.
他说：“你现在请我原谅你，我愿意在主里原谅你。”
He said, "You ask me to forgive you now. I'm willing to forgive you in the Lord."
但是你所讲的话已经满天飞，不知道到哪里去。
But the things that you've spoken has gone all over the place. I have no idea where it went.
所以多少的传道人，多少神家的 leader， 多少亲爱的家人，多少我们的同工，我们的好朋友，受了伤。而我们自己居然不知道。
So many pastors, so many leaders, co-workers, dear friends, close family members, they've been harmed by our words, yet we do not realize.
如果我们懊悔、后悔自己说过的话，都已经来不及，像泼出去的水一样。
If we repent of the things that we said, honestly, sometimes it's a little too late because they've gone out like water that's been poured out.
我真的常常收到一些弟兄姊妹，甚至从外地打电话跟我道歉。
And I honestly have people, brother and sister, who would call me, particularly from afar, that would apologize to me.
去年都还有一个神学院毕业的学生从外地打电话给我说对不起，他在中国说过我坏话。
There's a seminary student who called me last year and apologized to me and said I've said some wrong things about you in China.
弟兄姊妹，我们买会所，他们把我们想成我们在中国敛财，这是压根没有的事情。
And when we were purchasing this property, they thought that we were trying to.Glean money from brothers and sisters in China. This is obviously nothing that we're trying to do.
我们办公室不晓得多少次发信给中国，那时候在中国教会的弟兄姊妹，钱留着在中国做福音用，不用寄过来。
And we repeated, we sent texts and messages out again and again to brothers and sisters in China and said, keep your money in China, do the missionary work that is there, don't send it here anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹，人话在人的口中，随便他们说的。
But the words come out of the mouth of men, and it's up to their leisure is how they would say.
所以我们要对自己所说的话要很小心，因为它是很狠毒的一件事情。
And we need to be very careful of the words that we say because it is extremely dreadful.
它不小心就带来伤害的。
It is poisonous because it brings about harm unknowingly.
爸爸妈妈对孩子，孩子对爸爸妈妈，先生对丈夫，先生对妻子，妻子对丈夫，任何话语都可能造成伤害的。
Parents to your children, children to your parents, husbands to your wives, and wives to your husbands.Be careful of the words that we say because they can bring harm.
同样一句话，一模一样的字，你口气不同都不一样，对不对？
The exact same words, because it's uttered out of a different attitude, it would have different meanings.
那妻子问先生说：“你还爱我吗？”
The wife asks her husband, "Do you still love me?"
你含情脉脉的看着他，哎呀，当然爱，爱，当然爱。
Oh, you cry.
爱爱爱。
You say, So of course I love you versus of course I love you. I love you, okay?
一副很不耐烦的样子，哎哎哎！你那个谁都知道你这个烦了啊！
And you say we love very, very impatiently. Love, love, love. Everybody knows you don't really love.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要晓得，我这个话在我们这个身上的。
The words are coming out of our mouth.
圣经里面就是雅各特别在这里提消极面，因为我们太忽略消极面。
James focus on the negative aspect of the tongue because we neglect the importance of this understanding.
那第三件事情。
And thirdly,
他说没有人能够制服自己的舌头。
It says no man can tame his own tongue.
他说各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族都可以制服，也已经被人制服，唯独舌头没有人能制服。
Verse 7 and 8, for every kind of beast and birds and reptiles, creature of sea is tame and has been tamed by mankind.
而且底上说到，如果有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人。
But no man can tame the tongue. And then he says that if man, if they do not stumble in any of these things, that he's a perfect man.
虽然我相信这个问是白问的，但是我还是忍不住想要问哈。你真的觉得在话语上从来没过失的，请举手。
Can anybody raise your hands if you feel that you have never stumbled with your words?
弟兄姊妹，话语人有的时候想说，我不要说。
I know.There are many of us, there are people who will say, I'm not going to say it.
我不该说。
I shouldn't have said it.
可是压不住。
But we can't hold it.
压得了一天。
We hold it for a day.
压不了五天。
We can't hold it for a week.
压得了一次。
We can hold it once.
两次。
Maybe twice.
三次。
Maybe the third time.
后来就像黎陀生弟兄说的，像那个河堤决的堤一样的河水。连本带利的出来。
Which is why, like what Brother Watchman Nee says, that we're like a breach dam. All the water comes forth.
没有人可以控制得住。
No one can control it.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心。你要知道，你要凭着旧照去压制自己的舌头，你压制不了的。
If you're trying to control your tongue through the power of the old creation, it is impossible.
随时就会有事情来刺激我们说出一些不该讲的话。
Because your circumstances, the things around you, will stir something up within you to speak and say the things you ought not to say.
我听过沈宝龙牧师讲过好几篇道。
Our elderly brother Shen, he shared many messages with us. He was once a guest speaker at our conferences.
他非常喜欢讲的一个小小的幽默。
There's a small joke or humor he often said.
跟我们口舌有关的。
It has something to do with our tongue.
他说有一个人，他是一个乌鸦嘴。
It's a person who never says anything nice.
他常常讲很多话都不吉利，让人家听得不舒服。
And everything that he says is just not very, it doesn't bring about good news. It's not lucky.
有一次他被请去参加一个小孩子满月的一个庆祝一个晚宴。
One time he was invited to a small boy's birthday party.
不仅朋友提醒他，连那个男主人都提醒他，你今天不要给我讲不吉利的话。
And his friends who were in,、has invited him, and even the father said, "Don't say anything that is unlucky."
他整个晚上沉默无言。
So the entire evening, he kept his mouth shut.
压制自己哈。
He tried to control himself. He didn't say a word to anyone.
终于熬过了。
Finally, I did it.
所以在送客的时候，那一个一个都在送客。
And so as everybody, they were ushering the guests out of the house.
那个男主人说：“谢谢你今天表现很好。”
The master of the house shook his hand and said, "Did a great job tonight."
他说：“是啊，我今天晚上可是一句话都没说。”
He says, "Of course, tonight I didn't say a single word."
他的孩子死了，不要怪我。
If your kid dies, don't blame me.
还是憋不住的。
He can't control himself. 啊，
所以等一下我们会要看为什么哈。
So we got to look at why, right?
为什么舌头没有人可以控制的
？Why is it that no man can tame the tongue?
啊，但是我现在雅各给我们讲的这三个很重要的事情。
So James now again tells us these three things.
舌头虽小，影响力却大。
Again, it is very small, but it has great influential power.
而且救人的口舌。是非常可怕的，你要用一个恐惧战惊的心来看待自己舌头哈。
And the tongue of the old man is exceedingly dreadful. We need to be very stern, very, very serious when we deal with it.
弟兄姊妹，你今天早上什么都忘记的话，这句话你要听进去啊。
If you forget everything that I've said this morning, you need to remember this.
我们要很严肃的态度看自己的口舌。
We got to be very diligent and very serious as we observe the things that we say.
因为圣经上告诉我们，它带给人污秽，带给人伤害。带给人破坏
because it says that these words could potentially defile, harm, and destroy someone.
第三个，没有人能制服自己的舌头
And thirdly, remember that again, no one can tame the tongue.
这是光雅各书说的
This is again only what James is saying.
但是我必须给大家一个 bonus 哈，现在是 Thanksgiving 又靠近六一，给大家一个再加一个点。
I want to add another point on top of that.
啊，是主耶稣说的
This is what Jesus said.
就是这个是 bonus 点。
This is the bonus material, not in your outline.
就是我们所有所说的话
is everything we say.
要向神交账的
We need to settle an account with the Lord.
我们看两处的圣经好不好
Let's come and look at two scriptures together.
马太福音十二章三十六节
Matthew chapter 12, verse 36.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来
Matthew 12.Matthew chapter 12 verse 36. 36, I'm sorry.
我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，闲话有的翻 idle words， 有的翻译作 empty words， 是一种虚空没有用的，或是 worthless word， 就是那种没有意义、没有价值那种虚空空洞的话。
But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment.
还不光是坏话。
And these idle words, they're not just
所有没有价值的话，那天在审判的时候 ，every words 每一句话都要供出来。
Not just bad words, but these words that have no significant meaning. The Lord says that every single one of these things you need to settle, be accountable for before the Lord.
所以当那天我们面对神在众人面前招供的时候，你不要怪说于弟兄，你为什么从来不把这节经文告诉过我
？So when we're standing before all men, for the account of the things that we've said, you cannot say, Pastor Yu, you did not tell me of this verse.
那我们为着过去曾经得罪神、得罪人的言行，我们求主保守、遮盖我。
If we've offended God, if we've offended people, we ask for the precious blood of the Lord to come and cover us.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在“活在耶稣里”福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。